Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar by the more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him.
You know what? What is a star? Like in the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Well, you know.
No. Let me just say this. For a week, we have been waiting for this day.
Yeah.
You, my friend, wanted chaos. And I'm going to bet that in the next 7 to 10 hours, if not sooner, you're going to get it.
Oh, boy. We are in for it tonight, my friend.
Because
we are in for it tonight. I was like naive yesterday.
Here's the deal. Everybody think that people going to go to sleep at night and get up in the morning with some get right.
Or a clear head.
No. We call that get right. Like you all of a sudden, you done dug your heels in. And now you done dug your heels in too much to the point where you look like a fool if you come back and go back the other way. So now you dig your horns in.
Yeah.
Right? Which I think this is where Jimmy is, where he'll feel soft if he turned back on the things that he said.
Mm-hmm.
The organization could do it. There's no problem if the organization, you know, say, you know, we had a conversation with Jimmy or whatever. But Jimmy can't do that to the Heat. Jimmy can't go into the Heat and say, had a conversation, I'm just going to ball out for the rest of the year.
Right.
Okay? Not going to happen. So right now, we have a situation where they just trying to see if Jimmy going, let's meet somewhere in the middle. Mm-mm. Now I look soft if I come off of this. Right? You can't go in like this saying, I can't be happy to come here and only a week later, I'm happy. When ain't no money being given out. So
it was
that's the situation you in.
Yeah, we're heading for a very, very weird night. We're gonna head for a very, very weird night. And
you gonna be there?
Of course.
So am I.
Hey,
boots on the ground.
You know what's funny? Here's the crazy thing. We have been so caught up on this. I forgot who they play.
Nuggets.
Oh, a team with their own problems as well.
Team with their own problems, but a team that always owns the Heat. Man, they kick the Heat's ass all the time.
They may have their own problems, but they got that dude.
They do.
Ain't got that sometimes, dude. They ain't got that I'm worried about my money, dude. They got that dude.
And his new BFF Russell Westbrook, who's having a good season with him.
Oh, you think the brothers are going to be in town?
Probably. They love to party down here.
You think they party with Jimmy?
Hard to say. Jimmy does love the Serbians.
Send him some coffee.
Now wait. So if we were on the other side of this, right? You know, Tobes would be doing all the googly eyes, see the googly eye. Ooh, Jimmy party with the Serbians.
Oh, I know. That'd be awesome. I'd love it if that could happen. That'd be amazing. Anyway, yesterday what happened was there was a meeting, apparently. There was supposed to be a meeting with Mickey Arison, among other Heat staffers. I don't know what happened. We have like nobody's dropped what had happened in that meeting. We do know that Jimmy was taken off the injury report. So I guess by all official impressions is he's going to play. I mean, I don't know. I'm just letting you know, dude. That's what it is. That's what that means.
In the words of Ocho Cinco, child, please. What you do? What? Do you want to create the single-handed most chaos that's ever been surrounded around the Miami Heat organization?
Yeah.
Throw Jimmy out there for the beginning of that game.
Well, here's the thing. So yesterday, the only thing we got out of anybody was Kevin Love trolling on social media because he posted Wolf of Wall Street, I'm not bleeping leaving, and it was live look at Mickey Arison's meeting with Jimmy and then hashtag get my joy back. Which Jimmy liked that tweet, but I have a feeling that Kevin Love is just messing around because Kevin Love likes to mess around. I don't think that things are actually kumbaya. I don't know, but for a minute, everybody was like very happy yesterday. Like it was almost adorable, Leroy, because the fans are like, is everything okay?
Hey,
and I just think that Kevin Love is looking for jokey jokes.
In the words of my mother, I said, hey, don't worry about these four dogs. They don't bite. They're nice. Her reply, they have teeth, don't they? So I'm going to say this. Y'all could go head on and believe, oh, well, maybe this. Oh, did he be positive? Oh, well, maybe he'll just play out the end of the year. He would already done that. Right? Like, do you know how bad it must have gotten for the Miami Heat to suspend what some would consider their best player?
Yep.
Okay.
Here's
without all the conversations or whatever behind closed door, they are the best at keeping things in house.
Well, now everything's starting to come out because ESPN this morning dropped a very, very in-depth piece. And shout out to Ramona Shelburne. I mean, it's got the feelings in it of where everybody's at. I don't think this is, I don't know. Like, this is like, oh, this doesn't sound like it is going to go great tonight. I don't know.
And it's an 8 o'clock game tonight, right?
8 o'clock game. Mm. Yep.
So that's prime. That's basically prime time. I'm surprised, like, for tip off, they'd go, dun, dun, dun. And just so efficient sitting on.
What is the ESPN game tonight? Are they going to break in?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, from what I would think, Spo would be talking around Sports Center time.
He's going to talk at 6:15.
That's right there. That might be second block of Sports Center. So they might go live looking at Eric Spoelstra talking about the Jimmy Butler situation.
Magic Celtics tonight.
Spo has to be. Has to be just so exhausted. Open. He's trying to win basketball games. He's trying to figure out who can do what, and he ain't even asking about Nico.
This is nasty work, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah. I am shocked that the Heat have taken this long to handle, like, to come out with anything. Like, nothing has been reported. Because, look, we all know from a long road trip that the first game back at home, it takes them a little while to get going.
Sure.
After a long West Coast trip. And you're going against that big guy, that big Serb. And you got to deal with this drama still? Come on, man. This is a recipe for disaster.
But like Vlad, I think the thing is like officially with the league, like what is their other play is just to tell them to stay and go away. And I guess they don't want to do that. You know, pay and just make him go away and work out a trade or figure it out. But I don't know. It doesn't
they've
already suspended him a very long time, which according to this report from Ramon, like Jimmy was like furious and flabbergasted by. And she's reporting that like there was a chance that when they met with Riley in the middle of the suspension, if he was contrite, that they could have reduced it. And he doubled down. He's like, nope, trade me.
So from that standpoint, what do you like? Again, Jimmy can't come back. The Heat tried in their own way to just get any idea of whether it could be fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy then doubled down. So, like, here's what they're doing right now. You want to tell you what the Miami Heat doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at the CBA.
What are all the rules we can expose here?
What do we got here, guys? Right? I don't know what you do because as much as we could say the Miami Heat should have did something before now or whatever, because we all kind of had a feeling this summer,
mm-hmm.
when they didn't extend Jimmy, that something like this could happen.
Well,
Jimmy threw us off with his comments.
I've been very interested. I've told you the thing I've been interested in with this whole thing is like, what the hell happened from the ankle twist against OKC? And right. that this is apparently the best explanation that has been said as to what happened. But it said the push began in the first half of the December 20th loss against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Butler went to the locker room because of a sprained ankle, but left the arena because he reported to the team's medical staff he was feeling sick. He didn't play the next night in Orlando or December 23rd at home in Brooklyn or December 26th in Orlando. Some team officials began to regard Butler as somewhat AWOL, sources said. Butler's side contends that he was communicating with his status through his agent, Bernie Lee, and training staff. The tensions heightened as Butler's social media activity picked up on the 26th. While the team was playing in Orlando, he was officially listed out because of illness. Butler posted a video of him playing soccer with former Manchester United star Paul Pogba. Is it Pogba or Pogba?
Pogba.
Pogba. Sorry, double P. Both looked healthy and spry. 3 days later, while the team was on the road in Houston, he was officially listed as reconditioning. He posted a video of himself playing dominoes in the locker room with his agent, Bernie Lee. Each post was seen by team officials as an affront and an attempt to make the situation more uncomfortable. When Butler finally rejoined the team for practice after missing 5 games, he displayed what one team official called, quote, as a very poor attitude, and he spent most of his time sitting in the corner. His play and comments both after the game, after both games he played left little doubt to his feelings. And then we have the whole I want to get my joy back quotes. Asked if he could get his joy back on the court with the Heat, Butler said, probably not. The Heat had had enough, and Riley released a statement outlining the terms of the 7-game suspension. Butler, sources close to him said, was furious at the length of the suspension and the potential $2.3 million lost salary. The National Basketball Players Association has filed a grievance. While Spoelstra and the rest of the team were in Utah trying to avenge an embarrassing 36-point loss to the Jazz, Butler and Riley met to discuss the team's intentions with the suspension and fine. Sources said Butler strongly reiterated his trade request. There had been some possibility that in the meeting it could have resulted in a reduced suspension and fine for Butler, sources said. But Butler would have had to show, quote, a lot more contrition, one source said. Instead, he doubled down in person with Riley and then publicly in an Instagram post hours later that showed him complimenting a barista at Big Face Coffee in Miami, saying, this is our best guy right here. See, I give you a compliment. That's what bosses are supposed to do. They build you up. They don't break you down.
Now, get a little bite of that.
Woo!
All this story and all of this explanation, you lost me at playing soccer with
Pogba.
Yeah. So if and correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time when guys are banged up, injured, or sick, they will send 1,000 videos trying to get back, working it out, whatever. We see it all the time, right? Because like it almost said, hey, why isn't so-and-so playing? Hey, I'm working my butt off. Tyler Hero used to send videos all the time, right? Working, in the gym, whatever, right? You can't, and then put it on social media of you playing soccer while the team that pays you $50 million is playing basketball somewhere else. You can't. It's a bad look.
This was also
now the team is looking at it like, oh, he can stay in front of Pogba. He can't stay in front of so-and-so.
Right.
Right. And so it's a but here's the deal. Everybody in the world knows Jimmy's a troll, right?
Yes.
He does it for fun. That's part of his side job, trolling. So you take a guy like Pat Riley, who sees that. You take a person like Eric Spoelstra and sees that. You take your teammates and see that. Now everybody is on another level of heat, right? Because everybody's starting to look into this video and determining Jimmy Butler's health. And because Jimmy's not saying nothing, they can only come to their own conclusions.
Well, this is the thing. And this is the thing that's interesting about those posts, right? Like, I believe if we're following the games correctly, I think that you had a Tyler Hero buzzer beater in one of those games. So it was kind of like, eh. It's like, damn, nobody's paying attention. Nobody really cares that I was playing with Pogba that night. The Jimmy Dominoes game was the night they beat Houston, arguably their best win of the season, if not that Cleveland, but beat Houston and, of course, had the melee, right. You know? And so it was like, oh, if they would have lost that Houston game and he has the Dominoes in the locker room, probably reacted a different way.
Because everybody, more people would have saw it.
Then you had, like, it took all the way. Like, Jimmy kept doing these things, hoping that it would get noticed. But then they had the Pelicans. It's like, the Pelicans suck. You're not going to, like, we all saw the one-legged three, but nobody really caught on because they won the game. And they, you know, so, like, who cares? But then eventually it gets to the Pacers game is when you get your ass kicked. And then it all kind of, like, finally, my plan worked. I finally have annoyed everybody. And they realized that I was trying to tank and agitate this entire time. But it took him basically 10 days to finally get through to people and realize what he was trying to do.
Those stupid young guys were balling.
Right. So this is crazy, man. Obviously, we'll get to you some more details from this story from Ramona Shelburne. She did a great job. Oh, dude, there's more. There's more juice.
Isn't Ramona in L.A.?
She is, but she's a good she's a good.
No, I know she's a good basketball.
And where were the Heat just at? Where were the Heat just at?
Oh, maybe she had. So here we go.
Good job, Toby. You just see how you just neutralized. You neutralized Leroy. Leroy was about to go in. You just like, hold on. They were just in L.A.
You say she have to come. They were there.
Take a break. Yeah.
The conversation with some folks.
Well, those headlines, by the way, brought.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To you by DeRoute Volkswagen. DeRoute Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at DeRoute Volkswagen. More Tobin and Leroy after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, appropriate song, Vlad. Oh, man. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program today.
It might not be enough time.
It may not be enough time today, dude. It may not be enough time. We will see. Everybody.
And,
it
is, and the thing is, in the next 4 days, you got unbelievable action in sports. And the most important game to us is the game that has the least amount of ramifications.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So by the time the weekend comes, we might be sports just numb.
Yep.
With tonight.
We got UFC tomorrow. We got UFC. We got a wild card weekend. We got the national championship. Heat Nuggets.
Right. Think about that.
Heat Nuggets. We're going to be glued. We are going to be glued.
But here's the thing that I hate about the situation Jimmy has put himself in. Because now everything he does on the basketball court, we all going to look at to say, is he half-assing it? Is he giving everything? Or does he not care? Right? And it's unfortunate because we never, before the one-legged three, that wasn't even in, you know, the thought process when thinking of Jimmy Butler. Yeah, he may have been unhappy. Yeah, whatever. But you never thought that he would go onto the court and there would be questions about whether he would play. So now, every time he goes onto the floor, because I give you a perfect example. Much as we love D-Wade, towards the end there, D-Wade did have a problem getting back on defense.
Old dude.
We make fun of him. Woo-hoo!
The old dude.
Right?
That's what the old right? do. That's what the old
right?
do.
But that's what I'm saying. But you never, ever questioned whether D-Wade was given everything he had. Right? Yep. Now those same acts carry different weight. Even though that's not the intent, right? Everything that looks that way because of the way Jimmy has put this thing, everything we see Jimmy do on a basketball court,
we're not going to overanalyze.
Right.
Yep,
exactly.
For sure. There's no doubt about that.
How do you go by? But if we're doing it, you think the Heat not doing it?
Of course.
So
absolutely.
It's a terrible spot to be in, even if his intent moving forward is to go ahead on and make that money and get the hell out of here.
By the way, it is 15 Minutes of Heat, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call up 832-930-6181. Tip off tonight is set for 8 o'clock from the Kaseya Center, wearing the Vice jerseys. 6:45 pre-heat with Alejandro Solana and the great Tommy Tighe.
Can I so just say now, Mackie?
What do you say?
Right, he's really taking his inner Smeet the Smoltnik. It's a divisional round, you bum. Wild card was last weekend.
All right, take it easy, dude.
Right. Yikes.
All right.
Yikes.
Undefeated Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round.
You know, can I just say this?
Go ahead.
That dude right there, I can't get tired of him. Like, with this run that he's been on, without having to be his best, but always seeming to make that play.
Yep.
Like,
very annoying.
Like, we'll watch a game and he'll have one of these drives where he runs for 20, throws for 40.
It's definitely going to be a 3rd and 15 scramble for a first down that he's going to get.
And then at the end of the day, he'll be 12 for 22 for 140.
Yep.
Right? You're like, what are we doing?
Never thrown an interception in the divisional round either. 13 touchdowns, no picks.
And got to tell you, if I'm, I'm gonna just say this to the Ravens. Oh, not the Ravens. They play
Texans.
They play the Texans. All your fat guys need to be rushing. Don't be dropping them off like the Ravens did last week, right? That dude ain't the quarterback for the Steelers. So
Russell Wilson.
Oh yeah.
Pretty wild. Awesome. So tonight, Leroy, this is a little bit more from the Ramona Shelburne piece. It says the Heat, while Heat sources say they expect Butler to return on Friday against the Nuggets and are fully prepared for him to play, there remains a palpable dread, Jesus, at what he might do and the environment the ongoing chaos might create. Quote, I don't know how he can come back to this locker room, one source close to the team said. Said another, quote, we don't want him back.
But again, the most important thing, and I will be willing to bet that the person who said that was a former player that said that I don't know how he could go back into the locker room.
Yeah.
That probably came from a former player.
If history, like, say, in Minnesota in 2018 serves as precedent, the discomfort could deepen. Quote, Jimmy hasn't even really started, said one source close to Butler. Good God.
Yep.
But
here's the other thing. He said he lost the joy just recently after when he got suspended and some of the other stuff. What about all them different color hair? That was like the beginning, right?
I mean, maybe. I think what happened with the hair, to be honest with you, I don't think that all of it was, but I think that there was somebody who did a breakdown of it. I think it was Emo Jimmy on Twitter, where he had put, remember the first report came out, and it was Warriors, Mavericks, and Rockets, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that they made it a viral meme of like, oh, he's been sending messages the whole time. I don't think Jimmy had this plan until that went viral. And then he was like, that's good. Let me make the Suns logo. Cause that was the other team that he wanted to be. That's my theory on it. I don't think that he had this masterly plan season.
He responded to nothing and made it something.
Exactly, dude.
Well, I want to see the young guys flourish. I want to see the Heat be good. Right.
I just want to shout tall time.
And the problem is that you got two very strong-willed men that, you know, Mickey may be a voice of reason,
mm-hmm.
right? But if Pat's sitting on one side and Jimmy's sitting on the other side, they ain't listening to Mickey. They just staring at each other, you know? that, like, soon as, you know, we're going to go back to what, you know, like that cartoon, like they clock in and then they stop beating the hell out of each other and then they go eat lunch together and then they clock back in and then go back to beating each other. Yeah, that's like, they're not like, man, but I think the best thing that can be said about this is what, and I'm almost guessing that who made this comment was a former player.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, I don't know how he goes back into the locker room. See, because it money is money, and you can have a problem with getting paid, but once you get on that court, it's your boys, your players, and that nonsense, you know. And they tell you this in football. Hey, once you come into this building, and once you start getting ready for the game, all the other problems you got about with the organization are out the door. It's us.
We'll take a break here on the show. Panthers struggled a little bit yesterday, and we'll continue on. We got a big football weekend ahead. We are keeping an eye on anything else that develops. If we get any info on any status or any changes with Jimmy tonight, we'll obviously keep you afloat on that. We'll be back with more after this. Ah, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat are back in action tonight against the Denver Nuggets. We'll get back into that. But it is time to get to the road to repeat, Leroy, which brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
So, the Panthers last night, they lose to the Detroit Red Wings 5-2. Sergei Bobrovsky got pulled yesterday.
Ooh.
4 goals on 15 shots yesterday for Bob.
That's not good.
No, not good. And this team is just in a bit of a clunky time, Leroy. It feels almost exactly like the last time last year.
The last 2 years, basically.
But
we've had this conversation in January for the last 2 years. So and David said it best. Basketball, hockey. This is like the midway point to a 82-game season, and you hit that lull coming back from the holidays or what have you. So, like, this team, this coaching staff and this organization, they earned it with me. So I'm just weathering the storm.
Here is the champ coach himself, Paul Maurice, on last night's game.
The real direct one is that – we've got to kill the penalties that we take. We're going to do everything we can to stay out of the penalty box, but we had a tough night on the kill. Two of them are deflected. Sergei, I'm not looking at Sergei on those. They're just kind of those unusual things that happen. But a team that's just absolutely on fire on the power play, so those things are all going their way. The third one is, you know, we got to get it clear on that. We're in zone for almost 2 minutes. Those guys are gassed, but we got to get it clear on that one. And that's the entire story of the game. The other parts of it, I liked our energy when we came out, our physicality, our focus. That we get into the second period, they score, answer back, they score again. That's both in the first 10 minutes, and I think that took a little bit of the life out of our game. And then when it goes to 4-2, now you're behind it.
Maybe you always want to learn from losses. But this one, you think guys can move right off pretty easily. Like you said, the energy, effort was all there.
We're always going to look at things that we can do better, and there will always be things. So we'll deal with that tomorrow. I like their start. You're always worried, even if it's coming off back-to-back, you're worried about your start, and you're worried about your physicality, and both those are there in spades. So there's enough there to feel that you have a positive attitude going into your next game. We'll deal with some areas. I think we can maybe some more direct first-option plays on the way up the ice. And then clearly we'll work on the special teams.
Was the goalie change of pace kind of move?
But almost all of that. You know what I found? there are certain nights, like I would leave Sergey any day, all day long in a game that we've got to come back and battle back. Some nights the guys get unlucky in the net. And when you get two deflections like that, he's right, his positioning solid. And then it just comes through him on the last one. It's not his night. And you're looking for a little change, but a little bit of time on the bench. But not a reflection, certainly, how I feel about him or how he plays for us. Sergey doesn't get pulled very often, and it wasn't a, I got to get him out of there for us to win the game.
All right, there you go. Paul Maurice.
That guy, like, when he talks, because he's been just upfront about it, you just like, okay, it ain't Sergey, right? All, you, yeah, he breaks it down, though.
Yes.
You know, yeah. There ain't a whole bunch of follow-up questions, because he's like, hey, we talked about energy. We talked about this. Like, I like that.
Yeah, three power play goals last night for the Red Wings. Say,
am I the only one that dreads going on the power play or the penalty kill?
Big issue yesterday, yes. Because, last year with the shorty the other way.
I'm like, no power play, please. Or even 4-on-4. Like, I don't that's when I'm sitting there watching on pins and needles, because I don't know which, even if you have the advantage.
The Panthers will be back tomorrow. They will take on the Anaheim Ducks. That's a 6 o'clock start, so a little early for you Cats fans out there.
Back to back.
And yep. And then the old home and home. That is a weird one, Vlad. Normally that's like a Tampa thing, in the home and home.
It's
one they're going Ducks and then traveling to Anaheim.
Right. It's the second time they've done that this season. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah, like they've played a team and then they did that against Carolina, I think, after Thanksgiving or Christmas, one of the holidays.
Carolina makes a little sense. That's close.
But
that's
Anaheim to Anaheim is kind of weird.
That's strange. Yeah, they got three in Cal. They got, oh, no, we won't be there.
Didn't they do that with, then no, they didn't do that with Utah. But they did.
We just missed the Cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're there this 26th. Leroy and I are going last week of the month to the fight, the David Benavidez fight.
We're going on 29th.
But the Cats will not be there. The Cats are there the 26th.
Oh,
just missed our Cats. What did we watch? We watched Western Conference Final last year. What were we watching, or is it semifinal last year? I remember us watching a Stars Knights game.
Yeah, we went into Everybody this went random crazy. Sports bar.
Yeah. It was better than the one that served it on the wood.
Huh? Oh yeah. Here's the kicker though. A lot of these places we eat, when we go back, they're not there anymore.
I know.
Right, like that burger place that we spent $1 million on.
I know, it's a Wahlburgers now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never eating there. Sorry.
I know where we gotta go. As soon as we get in, we gotta go to In-N-Out. It's right across the street.
Ah, the best.
Oh,
you like
double double.
You can get fully loaded. Fries,
animal fries, man. Animal fries.
Not even $20. Not even, no, sorry. For both two people, it's not $20.
No, it's the best price fast food.
Right.
Ever. I don't care about none of your Whataburgers. I don't care about your Sonics.
I think
even me, and I'm a diehard White Castle guy. I don't care about White Castle. In-N-Out is the best burger. Yes, I know. New York. In-N-Out.
I'm with you, Vlad. When I went to Dallas, like, I mean, this Hawkman, he couldn't shut up about Whataburger. We went to Whataburger, and I was like, it's all right. And then I went to In-N-Out. I was like, this is incredible.
Whataburger is like the OG Smash Burger.
Yeah.
That's how they make their. And I'm like, wait, you made it so thin. What are we doing? But that In-N-Out, you go there and, like, listen, folks, this is how you do it. There's four things on the menu. Four things. Shake, fries, burger, and don't they do like chicken tenders?
Ooh,
or
and
something?
Their lemonade is pretty good. Their pink lemonade.
Yeah, but that's awesome. All. When you look up, it goes drinks and those four items.
I remember like going in. I think it was like even, it was like 11. And it was like, this place is slammed. What the hell?
Oh, it's slammed all the time.
It's always slammed. It's like best, a tourist trap.
Yeah, it's the best, bro. Wait, late night.
The worst is something? When we had to take a cab and it cost $20 get right across the street because of the rate. The Formula One was there.
Yeah.
So you couldn't just go right across the street because you can see it from your hotel room. but you damn near got to go to the highway around because of all of the construction. But now I think it's over. So
In and Out might be Jimmy Butler tonight.
Yeah.
So, dude, like, you think I think as an organization, as a person that, you know, selects talent or anything like that, the one thing you like to avoid throughout your organization is the unknown. Like, Spo is big on this. I'm not just going to throw a guy out there if I'm not sure. Even though there's some things that, like, I believe Kalel should be out there against the better players to see, so he can see where he is.
Right? Oh, yeah. And Spo gave him like 2 seconds against Joker last time.
Right. So.
But that was like, that was early. That was like, what, like game seven? Maybe he'll give him some more time now.
Right. So, but like, organizations don't like that. Coaches don't like that. And now you have this Jimmy situation. And as much as they try to, you know, have an idea of what's going to happen if Jimmy does or doesn't come back, right? They can't be feeling too good about, you know, the certainty of it. Because, certainly, again, he said before the season started, I'm just going to go ball and deal with it, you know, accordingly.
It's going to be, look, man, it's going to be a hell of a night. There's no doubt about that. I mean, right now, the word is it's operation as normal as much as it can be.
Tobes.
But we'll see, dude.
Tobes.
I don't think they're going
to. Tobes, did we?
Don't you think we would have found out already if he wasn't
playing?
This
is what's frustrating right now. Guys, here's the thing. Like, look, we've both been in locker rooms. Leroy, you've been in locker rooms. I mean, you're a former athlete. Of course you've been in locker rooms. When you start hearing players during this road trip saying we're getting our chemistry, we're getting along, that is basically letting you management know, hey, get this situation situated, because how are you going to have them come back from the West Coast after a 6-game trip? They've been gone, what, 10 days, 2 weeks? Let's say that, right? Mm-hmm. And then they got to come back to this again? What are we doing here? This is weird. And this is why it's a problem. You do not expect that from the management and from the leaders of that organization. That we've been laughing. We're like, we're thinking, oh, this is going to be done. This is going to be handled. And but every day this week, we're like, this hasn't been handled yet. They're not really waiting till Friday to handle this, right? And Friday is here, and it still hasn't been handled. This is shocking to me.
Here's the problem, though. We speaking on it in real life conditions, right? Like, I said from the beginning, Tobes, that I don't forget the Heat organization, forget the coach, forget all that. How does Jimmy come back to those players, right? But here's what the organization has to deal with that the players don't. That little thing called CBA.
Yeah.
And so, while
they've already hit him with a very, like this is a very punitive suspension that they gave him. And the word was that they wanted to even increase the fine money. Like, they wanted to give him whatever the highest level of was. So, like, I think he lost 2.3. They wanted him to lose 4 million.
Right. So.
So, I don't know, dude. I think the Heat have kind of run out of their resources here if they don't trade him.
Right.
But I'm with you. I don't know, like, how do you have something like tonight? And especially, I'm curious to see what the fans' reaction is. Like, what is the fan base going to be? This is not, you know, a vitriol fan base that spits venom. But, like, you know, I feel like yesterday when, like, Kevin Love was toying around, people were genuinely happy that Jimmy was going to come back. So, but... You know, also that whole get my joy back thing, I could see people turning on it too. So this is going to be what makes it so fascinating tonight.
Which is never a place you want to be as an organization.
Of course.
Never. Right? Never.
We'll take a break.
Holy smokes.
Dolphins, they made an announcement about their upcoming season. We'll tell you about that coming up in headlines. Hour 2 is next.